As a successful prize fighter in the 1960s, Reuben Carter battered his opponents in the ring with such force he became known as the Hurricane. Carter was a contender for the middleweight title, could have been champion of the world as proclaimed by Bob Dylan in his 1975 song about the boxer entitled Hurricane. But that career path was forever altered the night of June 17, 1966. Three people were gunned down at a tavern in Paterson, New Jersey, Carter's hometown. He and a co-defendant were convicted of murder and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Reuben Carter steadfastly maintained he wasn't at the bar, had nothing to do with the crime. And in prison, he would not cooperate with authorities.
Any time that I would refuse to do something, I'm in solitary confinement.
So cumulatively, over your nearly 20 years behind bars,
that's right.
You spent about 10 years
about
in solitary?
10 years in solitary confinement. Solitary confinement at Trenton State Prison was the pits. I mean, Trenton State Prison was built in 1849. It was a dungeon. And solitary confinement there was 6 feet under the ground in total darkness. No lights, you know, no running water, no sanitary conditions, no bed. You slept on concrete floor. You know what I mean? So solitary confinement there was really the pits, you know. And eventually we were able to modify that somewhat. But when I went there in 66, it was the pits.
Reuben Carter's desperation was dramatized in an Academy Award-nominated performance by Denzel Washington in the 1999 film Hurricane. Here he receives a visit to prison from his wife.
Look, May, we've already lost two trials, and now they've turned down my request for an appeal. I'm sorry, it's over. It's finished. I'm going to die in here, May, so...
Baby, listen, there is still a chance.
Just
now, all we have to do is hang on.
There's nothing to hang on to, May.
As told in his new memoir, Eye of the Hurricane, Reuben Carter's plight looked hopeless. He felt the system was racially biased. He and his co-defendant John Artis were black. The judge, prosecutor, and jury were all white. At first, New Jersey courts had overturned the original conviction when the only eyewitness putting Carter at the scene of the crime recanted his testimony. Fellow boxer Muhammad Ali personally paid the bail to free Carter pending a second trial. But the witness changed his story yet again. Carter and Artis were convicted a second time.
Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
In 1985, Reuben Carter's lawyers, who devoted over $1 million in unpaid staff time to his defense, saw no alternative but to take a high-stakes gamble. They petitioned a federal court, which would mean forfeiting further appeals to the state trial court. More than 19 years after the barroom murders, the case was assigned to U.S. District Court Judge H. Lee Sarakin.
What I did was grant him a writ of habeas corpus, and that gave to the state the decision whether to retry him or not. And we don't really find guilt or innocence when we're granting writs of habeas corpus, although I've expressed on a number of occasions my own view that I think Reuben Carter is innocent was an innocent person at the time that he was convicted.
Reuben Carter was no stranger to trouble or to confinement. He was sentenced to a New Jersey reform school starting at age 14 after being convicted of assault. Following a turbulent stint in the Army, he did time for a string of muggings. But Carter's life seemed to be turning around when he met with success as a professional boxer, including nationally televised fights from Madison Square Garden. Then came the 1966 murders at the Lafayette Bar and Grill in Paterson, for which Reuben Carter was wrongly convicted. He came to realize he was as much a captive of his emotions as of the jail cell that confined his body.
For the first 10 years of my imprisonment, I hated everything that moved. I hated everything and everybody. And finally, it began to manifest itself on me when I saw myself in the mirror one day. I said, oh, my God, that can't be me. I mean, I was full of hate, and that hate was all over my face, was in my eyes, in my mouth, in my teeth, the way I walked. So I knew then, I said, hatred and bitterness only consumes the vessel that contains it. So if there's any change at all, I've got to change. This prison is not going to change. This prison is a prison is a prison, and it's not going to change.